Reverend Phil Wagaman was a keynote speaker when the Religious Public Relations Council met in Boston. His audience consisted of communications professionals from mainline Protestant denominations, from Roman Catholicism, and from Judaism. They were also from Christian Science, Unitarian Universalist, and Hare Krishna. Wagaman told them he's upset by the mean spirit he often sees between religious groups. He sometimes sees people picketing outside his own church, maybe because the president worships there.
We've occasionally had the experience of being picketed at Foundry, the Foundry Methodist Church. Some of these have been anti-abortion picketing, and we've been at some pains to say that we never perform abortions at Foundry Church. We don't even talk much about it, but there's been an element of picketing. I think that is aimed for political consumption.
Wagaman says politics and religion cross paths often in Washington, but he finds the same is true all over the world. The pastor says, despite the differences, we can all find common experiences if we try.
You know, you can look around the world, and any faith group seems to have some people who are very open and some people who are very closed. If you discover that your adversary also has grandchildren, and you begin comparing pictures and all that, sort of draws something out that is a little different, a little deeper. If you discover a problem like a child with AIDS, as you say, that can be a kind of a bonding experience.
Reverend Wagaman is a vice president of the Interfaith Alliance, a nonpartisan ecumenical organization that offers alternatives to what it calls extremist conservative political rhetoric. This itself, he says, challenges a person of faith.
How do you deal with extremism in a non-extremist way? Or to rephrase that, how do you counter intolerance without being intolerant in the process? And I think there the part of the answer is what we've been emphasizing here in various ways already this afternoon, that nobody is so extreme or intolerant, but what they need also to be listened to.
Sometimes he even finds himself squarely on one side of an issue, feeling himself to be right.
I'll make no secret of the fact that I am not an admirer of the Christian Coalition. You might have guessed that. And yet I know there are a lot of people in the Christian Coalition who have felt frustrated in not being able to witness to their values in the public sphere, and they need to be listened to. And when people are listened to, then sometimes they don't insist on being the only ones who are listened to.
Wagaman told the religious communicators they don't have to shortchange their own faiths in order to work with others. He believes the deeper you get involved in your own faith, the more you will understand what is important to others. I'm Mike Hickox.